This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as an international space mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom space mission AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signaling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. In West Bengal, delegations from the National Human Rights Commission and National Commission for Women visited Parlalpur in Malda's Baishnav Nagar yesterday. The delegations met with victims of the violence linked to the Murshidabad Waqf Law agitation who had fled their homes in search of safety. NCW chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar described the women and children in relief camps as being in deep distress. Allegations were made of administrative neglect and conspiracy to destabilize the region. Locals demanded a permanent BSF camp to ensure safety. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 11 Naxalites surrendered in Badaseti Panchayat of Sukma, making the Panchayat completely Naxal-free. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for their success in the Naxal-free India campaign. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by five wickets in a rain-marred 14-over match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing 96 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. Earlier put to bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 95 runs for 9 wickets in 14 overs. Tim David top-scored with unbeaten 50 runs of 26 for Bengaluru, while Nehal Vadhera contributed 33 of 19 for Punjab. Arshdeep Singh, Marco Janssen, Yuzvendra Chahal and Harpreet Brar picked up 2 wickets each for Punjab, while Josh Hazlewood picked up 3 wickets for Bengaluru. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m, while Rajasthan Royals to face Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. In squash, Indian star players Veer Chotrani, Anahat Singh and Akansha Salunkhe advanced to the semifinals of the qualifying event Asia of the World Championship in Kuala Lumpur. Second-seeded Chotrani defeated home favourite Mohammad Siafiq Kamal in the men's event. He prevailed 9-11, 11-6, 11-6, 11-7 over his sixth-seeded opponent to make the last four stage. The 17-year-old fifth-seed Anahat defeated Japan's Akari Midorikawa 11-1, 11-7, 11-5 in the women's quarterfinals. She will take on eighth-seeded Helen Tang of Hong Kong in the semifinal today. Akansha Salunkhe also made it to the last four after beating Singapore's Wang Yan Ayong 11-0, 11-3, 11-3. She will meet Hong Kong's Toby Say in the semifinal. The United States of America and Italy in a joint statement has hailed the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor as one of the greatest economic integration and connectivity projects of this century. The joint statement said the corridor will connect partners and stimulate economic development and integration from India to the Gulf, to Israel, to Italy, onward to the United States. The United States-Italy joint leaders statement was issued after U.S. President Donald Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's first official meeting in Washington, D.C. And that is the end of this news bulletin.